From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more fallout from the recent Paris attacks. Paris prosecutor Francois Molan says police broke up a terrorist unit capable of planning new attacks. Molan says Wednesday's raid was called after officials received surveillance information indicating that suspected terrorist mastermind Abdelhamid Aboud was hiding at the location. Molan told reporters investigators were working on determining the identities of the people killed and arrested during the raid. It remains unclear whether Aboud was killed. People all over the world are reacting with sadness to the Paris attacks, but not everyone. Dorian Jones takes a look.
It was supposed to be a moment of silence to remember the victims of the Paris massacre, but thousands of Turkish soccer fans attending a match between their national team and that of Greece drowned out the memorial with boos and chants that included Allahu Akbar, God is great. This was not the first such incident. In October, soccer fans jeered and chanted pro-Islamic slogans during a moment of silence for victims of twin terrorist bombings in the capital, Ankara. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Islamic State group has released a photo of what it claims is the bomb that took down a Russian jetliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month. IS says it targeted the plane because of Russia's aerial bombardment of Syria. Two explosions rocked a market in the Nigerian city of Kano on Wednesday. There are an undetermined number of casualties. The blasts ripped through a crowded mobile phone market late in the afternoon. On Tuesday, a blast in the northeastern city of Yola killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 70. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Nigeria's president has ordered the arrest of a former national security advisor who is accused of stealing billions of dollars. The money was meant to buy weapons for the fight against Boko Haram militants. Witnesses say police surrounded the house of Sambo Dasuki in the capital Abuja and refused to let him leave. The action was taken despite a judge's ruling that Dasuki could go abroad for medical treatment. Dasuki was the national security advisor to former President Goodluck Jonathan. Suspended FIFA President Sepp Blatter and European football chief Michel Platini have lost their appeals against provisional 90-day bans by the Global Football Body's Ethics Committee. The provisional ban stops Platini from working as UEFA president and halted his candidacy for the FIFA election on February 26th. Blatter is also barred from his presidential office. Iran has started cutting back on parts of its nuclear development program that could be used to produce nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the action is required by the recent nuclear agreement. U.S. President Barack Obama is criticizing some American politicians for opposing the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the U.S. Mr. Obama said statements in opposition to resettlement are contrary to American values and could become a recruitment tool for Islamic militants. Syrian government attacks on hospitals in Aleppo have devastated the city's healthcare infrastructure. Physicians for Human Rights said Wednesday about 95% of doctors have fled, been detained, or killed. It says it documented the deaths of 687 medical personnel and 329 attacks on medical facilities from the beginning of the conflict through October 2015. Cambodia's opposition leader is accusing the ruling party of carrying out a constitutional coup. Robert Carmichael reports.
Opposition leader Sam Rainsy was originally scheduled to return to Cambodia late Monday after visits to Japan and South Korea. But he postponed his arrival after a court issued an arrest warrant for him on Friday, and a parliamentary committee controlled by the ruling party subsequently stripped him of his legal immunity and his seat. Rainsy has yet to fix a return date. On Wednesday, the Cambodia Daily newspaper reported that negotiations were underway to organise a deal between the opposition leader and strongman Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled the country for three decades. Robert Carmichael, Phnom Penh.
President Barack Obama says bold measures should be taken to try to ease growing strains over territory disputes in the South China Sea. Six nations have competing claims in that area. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.